And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 3rd of December, 2016. It's the birthday of Joseph Conrad, born in Berdychev, Poland, now part of Ukraine, 1857. Parents both died of tuberculosis by the time the boy was 12, went to live with his uncle in Switzerland, later joined the merchant navy, sailing all around the world, gathering experiences he would later use in his novels and stories, the best known of which was Heart of Darkness, an English riverboat captain in the Congo sent to retrieve an ivory trader, Kurtz, who's been living as a king among the African natives. 1947, on this day, the play A Streetcar Named Desire had its premiere on Broadway at the Ethel Barrymore Theater. Tennessee Williams had started writing the play 3 years earlier, about a mentally ill Southern woman named Blanche comes to live with her sister Stella and Stella's husband, Stanley Kowalski. The play starred the 23-year-old Marlon Brando as Stanley Kowalski, who based his portrayal on the boxer Rocky Graziano. It was a shocking play, but it was an enormous hit, and at the end of the evening, the applause lasted for 30 minutes. The critic for the New York Times, Brooks Atkinson, wrote, "This must be one of the most perfect marriages of acting and playwriting." At the end of the play, when Stanley Kowalski cries out in agony for his wife standing out in the rain, Brando dragged out her name in one long plea, "Stella," which became such a famous interpretation, there is now an annual competition in New Orleans called the Stanley and Stella Shouting Contest, also known as the Stelloff. It was on this day in 1964 some 800 student demonstrators were arrested on the campus of the University of California at Berkeley for demonstrating on the campus about civil rights. They had set up information tables on the plaza, which was against the school's rules, which led to the free speech movement, which led to the rules being changed. By spring semester, the university changed its policy, and political speech was allowed on the plaza. And it's the birthday of Anna Freud in Vienna, 1895, who as a teenager suffered from depression and an eating disorder. She was analyzed by her father, Sigmund, for several years when she was in her 20s, and she became a pioneer in psychoanalytic child psychology. They left Austria when the Nazis took over in 1938, and they moved together to London, where she took care of her father until he died. Here's a poem for today by William J. Smith, Penguin. I think it must be very nice to stroll about upon the ice, night and day, day and night, wearing only black and white, always in your Sunday best, black tailcoat and pearl-white vest, to stroll about so pleasantly beside the cold and silent sea would really suit me to a T. I think it must be very nice to stroll with penguins on the ice. William J. Smith's poem Penguin from Laughing Time, Collected Nonsense, published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, bringing their annual conference to Washington, D.C. this February. More at awpwriter.org. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.